Welcome to Cirque du Soleil. My name is Mike Soroy, Cash Soroy, my brother. We're doing a Cirque du Soleil weekday
version. Thank you for having us in your ears.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for the average norm listener, we're probably a little bit different there. Yeah, we're real sorry about all this. welcome back, though. We're going to do a little cowboy chit-chat. Once again, we'll take a different angle. Cash and I were out at the ballpark. God, I always call it the damn ballpark.
They play ball.
Out at the new stadium against the Miami Dolphins, the Cowboys were playing, right?
Yep.
And what do? We wanted to go have a little fun with the P. Well, I guess call everyone the P1, too. I think they all are.
I think we made some new P1s.
In our head, they're all the P1.
Well, there was that one gentleman that recognized you immediately and just wanted to come shake your hand because you look so much like Bassick.
Yeah. And then what did he say you look like? Oh, yeah. Because Cash always gets these. It's so funny because Cash and I kind of look alike, but he gets lookalikes. You have 100 lookalikes. Robin Williams is one. Buno.
I get Buno. I get Steve Martin.
You get Steve Martin. And then some dude walks up to you at the Cowboy game and says, oh, you look just like Colin Quinn.
From Remote Control.
Yeah, from Remote Control. And I get no one.
Well, you got Bassick and you got John Kitna.
You know, it's funny. I have friends who say I look like John Kitna. Even my wife kind of thinks I do. Good looking SOB, John Kitna. I think we all agree on that one.
We just need to get you a cowboy helmet.
And our friend Ted Madden is a local sports dude, and he was in Oxnard with us, and his whole goal was to try to get a picture of me next to John Kitna, and I keep fighting that fight and just like, dude, no, I'm not going to do it. And right after the game, I was in the locker room this week, and so help me, I'm working, doing stuff, and John Kitna walks right past me, and I have no clue why, no reason, but he just does a double take and looks right at me. I don't know, in my head I'm like, I wonder if he thought right there, hey,
that guy looks like me.
Looks like me.
Huh.
Me and John Kitner are awesome. We're tight. But we did have fun out at the ballpark, and that's the most important thing is fun, because that's what team we're on.
Yeah, fun.
We're
is,
on team
fun is
having
good.
Fun.
Fun is good.
And what we did basically was corner a bunch of Cowboy fans, generally the ones that were slugging beers and dressed up with all jerseys and whatnot. They looked like they were having a good time.
It's so interesting when you walk up to a group of three or four good drinking Cowboys fans, especially the ones when we walk out on one of those plazas that, and they're not even watching the game.
Yeah.
And then you walk up and you got a little ticket microphone. And
that is like, that's the ultimate pass.
Because yes.
The first thing is like, hey guys, how we doing? And they look at you like you're total D. And then, and then
who's
basically, because I kind of put the recorder, like kind of held it to my sides, and they came
and
see. I'm like, hey guys, you got
that.
A second? Well, I don't want to.
You've got to go in guns
steam
blazing.
In with a mic in their face.
Well, you're not audio, but you're showing that you're.
But I kind of have
official.
It to my side, and then I'm like, hey guys, what's happening? You know, and then you slowly reveal the mic flag.
Now do you have time for me?
Now you got a minute? And we all start high-fiving and having fun. But basically what we did, we cornered a bunch of dudes and asked them, they're all Cowboy fans, and we asked them what they'd be willing to do for the Cowboys not only to be successful this season, to go undefeated this season.
That's something as a Cowboy fan you need to look in the mirror and think to yourself.
What would you be willing to do? Sure.
Yeah. What would you sacrifice?
Because we just skip a good season. We even skip Super Bowl. We're saying undamn defeated.
Undefeated.
And end it in your house.
And you get to go to all the games.
Yeah, and the situation we present, we let people, they're going to be there. You're there for every step of the way. So we started nice and easy with some cowboy-related stuff, and we went quite a long way with this, and you'll hear the lengths people are and are not willing to go for Cowboy success. So let's start off with the first one, the 10 win season thing. Hit it, TC.
First thing is that we're going to offer you the following. The Cowboys are going to basically go undefeated this year, okay? They're going to join the 72 Dolphins, be the second undefeated team in NFL history. They're going to breeze through the playoffs in this very building. In February, they're going to win the damn Super Bowl, and you're going to be here every step of the way, okay?
Does that sound good for you?
That sound fun?
It sounds fun.
You want that to happen?
Yes.
All right, now, would you be willing to, for the Cowboys, that to happen for the next 10 seasons, okay? The Cowboys don't win another game.
Yes.
So undefeated this year.
Undefeated and shut the Dolphins up. Yes.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'm not sure about that. I would love to see them win the Super Bowl. I know that.
But you don't know about 10 straight years of losing?
Super Bowl in their hometown. I think I would go with that.
Is that for the next 10 years, they don't win one more game. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
To bring a Super Bowl at home? Absolutely, of course. Yeah. Super Bowl at home? It's never been done?
Of course.
And you're here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Of course.
See, that's the key.
That they're there?
That person appreciates a Super Bowl and definitely how hard it is to win.
In hindsight, I guess we shouldn't have gone 10 years because that's like the rest of your life, they're never going to win. You're going to be the laughingstock of the NFL.
Well, maybe Cowboys fans are the wrong ones to ask because of the sense of entitlement that the Cowboys have from, you know, those 90s Super Bowls. Hope you enjoyed those Super Bowls. Because it's happened here before. And, you know, there's a thought amongst Cowboys fans that this is the greatest franchise in the history of forever. Now, you go do this in Minnesota or you go do this in New Orleans before they won last year, and they'd be like, we've had 10 winless seasons.
Yeah, we can do that.
Who cares? You know, give me one.
Well, yeah. So certainly people 50-50 on that one, but we upped the ante a little bit and got into a little personal stuff you'd
personal
have to
hygiene?
Do to yourselves. So let's go hit the second one, TC.
We're going to step it up a little bit. Cowboys undefeated this year. Forget about the next 10 years, but for that to happen and they win the Super Bowl, you have to get a Washington Redskins tramp stamp.
Yes.
You would do it.
I would.
A Redskins tramp stamp right on your upper lower back.
To shut the Dolphins up.
You hate the Dolphins, huh?
I'm not putting the Redskins on my back.
Do a little beeping there.
For the Cowboys on my backside, I'd put a Redskins logo. It's where it belongs anyway.
Yeah. I'd go with that.
You would do that?
I'd do that.
You think you can cover it up?
I'd cover that back.
You have to get a Washington Redskins tramp stamp.
Negatory.
Come on, why not?
Maybe under my armpit.
Not in the lower back?
No, I can't do that.
Would you
keep that? But I'm here for the game?
You're here for the game.
I'll do it.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in. If you give me some good tickets, I'm in.
Tramp stamp.
Dude,
I mean, that's
no
a hell of a price.
No way.
I mean, that's personal mutilation.
Oh.
Especially when you factor that it's the Redskins.
You know, I love my team.
If they went undefeated and won the Super Bowl here, there'd be no doubt the fact that they win at home, too. It's the greatest season in NFL history. You scoreboard everyone for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but dude, every time.
But then they re-scoreboard you when they point at your lower back.
Yeah. Every time you go to take a shower or go to a pool with a bunch of hot chicks around, or you hook up with some chick and she sees that and, oh, God.
Yeah, but whoever sees a dude's lower back. I mean, yeah, unless you're.
Yeah. I don't know. How would that.
What's she doing to you? Or she sees your lower back, sir. Explain that.
I don't know. I just like some stuff sometimes.
All right. We didn't stop there. Let's go to phase three of Operation Make People Do Terrible Crud for Cowboys.
How about Cowboys go undefeated? They win the Super Bowl. You're here every step of the way. But every Tuesday of the football season, Matt McBryer shows up at your house and boots you in the balls like he's kicking a 60-yard punt.
With or without a cup?
No cup. Your own natural and your boxers.
I already got one, kid. That's good. That's enough. I can do it.
Oh, so no. You're not willing to go through a little bit of pain for the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl?
Not that one. That's a lot of pain. That's a lot of pain.
Oh, no, man. That's a no-go.
That ain't worth it. You're willing to do a lot, but not that.
Not that one now.
Oh, my God. Ouch. I'd have to do that one, too.
You'll be all right?
Yeah.
With McBryer boots to the nads?
Yeah, I can do that. I can make that one happen.
He can do it. For
I got
Cowboys.
Two of them, as long as he alternates.
I don't think I could deal with that. Could I wear a cup?
No cup, my man.
I'm going to have to say no to that.
I'm getting a headache just thinking about
McBryer.
That happening. Yeah. How many times would you have to be kicked in the nuts before it killed you?
Just mash
just
him into
over
a paste.
And over and
I think that would take a long time.
Oh, God.
It's only, 16 plus 4?
Well, okay, now that does
so
make
20 times.
There was more people interested in getting the tramp stamp than getting kicked in the nuts.
Did anyone say yes to that? Oh, yeah, a couple of guys said yes.
Yeah.
One guy with kids already. And
yeah. But
you'd be ground into a fine powder.
I just can't imagine the excruciating. I mean, seriously, like, I'm starting sweating just hearing those people answer that. And, I mean, go Cowboys and all.
All right, another direction we went with the fans. This one.
This is so
weird.
This
one's a little open for interpretation, but we kind of wanted to hear what people would say to option number 4.
Cowboys win it all, undefeated. You're here, and all you have to do is you, one time, is milk Leonard Davis.
Done.
Do you even really know what the hell that might mean, is milking Leonard Davis?
Done.
Milk Leonard Davis. Hey, yes, I'll do it on the Jumbotron. I'll do it real quick. Yeah.
Milk him
where? You heard our offer. You determine what you think that means.
That's doable. I'm a huge fan.
Milk Leonard Davis? For the Cowboys, I will milk Leonard Davis. With my friend Mike's hands right here.
Oh, I can do that. I'll put a tube on him and just...
What? You make it nice for him?
Make it real nice.
That guy was
He was showing us his technique.
He was way too enthused.
To milk Leonard Davis?
Yeah, he was happy about it. What's that mean, by the way?
I don't know exactly.
Where would you... Where would one...
I have nipples, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh... Our milking expert, we need a call.
Well, there you go. That's basically the levels of what Cowboy fans willing to do. But we took it a couple other.
Davis.
We took it a couple other directions right at the end here, because Cowboy fans, if they want to sacrifice themselves or their own personal pain or tattooing themselves, is one thing. But I wanted to see if they were willing to actually sacrifice somebody else. There's that old experiment where you're told to shock someone in the other box, you know, and how long will you do it for? But I went ahead and put my brother Cash in the crosshairs, and Cowboy fans plenty willing for you to make the necessary sacrifices.
Shocker.
Sir, TC?
Last couple of questions. They'll get easier for you, but they'll get harder for my brother. Cowboys go undefeated. You're here every step of the way. The only price that you have to pay is that my brother Cash, his balls get used as a speed bag for the upcoming fight training of Manny Pacquiao.
I would let them use your brother's balls with the cheese grater for the Cowboys to win.
What the hell?
I don't know him that well, so let's go Cowboys.
Don't do it, dude.
So it's nothing to do with me?
No, all you... This
oh, yeah,
right here,
yeah.
He just gets his ball speed bag.
Yeah. That's no problem there.
Okay.
Well, I'm not the guy, so okay.
Yeah. All you have to do is green light his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine with
absolutely.
You don't care about his balls, do you?
No, I don't.
Bash him. Speed bag him.
I'm sorry, but man is going to hit that bag. He's going to have to hit it.
What the hell?
I like the one guy goes, I got nothing to do with me? Oh, yeah.
And then he said, is he the, who said cheese grater?
Yeah, one guy up the ante.
Don't add, sir.
Sir, just do the speed bag
just speed
thing.
Bagging.
Just no speed bagging. Just speed bag by Manny Pacquiao.
No need to have zest of nuts.
Imagine you all hunched over some thing mounted to the wall and your beans are just speed bag.
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao. Just dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug-a-dug.
God, it'd be great.
No, it wouldn't. It would not be great.
If there's anything worse than getting speedbagged by Manny Pacquiao, we may have come up with it. Here's the last one, TC.
Ow.
All right, last one. Undefeated, you're here. My brother Cash enters and races in the entire Tour de France, but instead of riding a bicycle, he's riding NSYNC's Lance Bass.
Wow, that's an easy one. Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. You're Tour de France-ing it.
For sure on that one, yeah.
And my brother Cash enters and races in the entire Tour de France, but instead of riding a bicycle, he has to ride NSYNC's Lance Bass.
We get you a burro.
I don't know about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah!
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Really? Come on. You're at home on your couch looking at your Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, but nobody needs to get pounded by Lance Bass. It's tearing up my heart.
Nobody needs to get pounded by Lance Bass.
I like that last guy.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. You're one guy who supported you.
And what was so weird is that I'm standing there, and so you know that the image going through their heads, you ask the question, they laugh, and then they look at me,
yeah,
and they're
and
picturing
like,
me
looking sad.
Riding Lance Bass. God.
Well, there you have it. Cowboy fans with varying degrees of interest in their personal sacrifices and the sacrifices of my brother Cash and what they'd be willing to do for an undefeated Cowboy season. We'll find out if that's going to happen starting Sunday.